There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
So you have come here for information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
We dug up a lot of good dirt.
On My Talk.
Listen and learn.
One-fifth of the NFL is without their expected starting quarterback. So uh-oh. Colin Kaepernick's agent is working those phones.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jerry Maguire. A source says that he is literally in the best shape of his life. Talking about Colin Kaepernick, not his agent. Well, probably his agent, too, from running around from phone to phone. His agent is contacting teams. Good idea.
Yes.
So we should see him back in the NFL, and I personally think he should be playing, yeah. But that's just my personal opinion.
It's great. And what it was, 20% of the quarterbacks are injured?
A fifth
of them?
Yes,
whoa.
Yes. This is the time is right.
We need some guys to throw those balls.
Yes. Okay. In an unreleased interview from a few years ago, Eddie Money said that strippers used to reach out to him because they danced to his songs.
They wanted permission?
No, they just wanted to say thanks for a great song. I make a lot of money, Eddie Money, to your song. Mm-hmm. When Twitter came out, he says, I think that every chick that ever climbed the pole was trying to get in touch with me.
Ah.
And then his wife shut that down in 20 minutes. And said, you don't need to have a Twitter account, because all these strippers were like, hey, Eddie Money.
Look what I did.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about this a little bit more this hour, but the Whitney Houston Hologram Tour is hitting the road next year. It launches in January in Mexico and then heads to Europe, and then it'll come to the U.S. next fall.
Oh, Jason already has his ticket, so.
Oh, boy. Yeah, real excited about that. All right, that's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
Okay, appreciate the info.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
Be back in an hour. Okay.
And now...
Hey, it's Lisa. They call me Dr. T at the U.
Hey, Dr. T.
Shout out to all my colleagues, the fantastic college advisors in the College of Liberal Arts.
Hello, colleagues.
And now, here they are, the people who entertain me every day on my long commute to the university, Jason and Alexis, on My Talk 1071.
I see dead people.
Good morning, everybody. Only Dawn sees them. Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 1071, everything entertainment, everything.
Start your engines and may the best woman win.
I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson and our favorite ghost hunter, Dawn McClain.
Thank you.
It is Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. 7:04 is the time. Raise your glass, take a sip of your refreshing morning
cheers.
Beverage. Cheers, everybody. Cheers. Let's start the silly show.
What have been doing for the last hour?
Oh, well, I mean, let's restart the show. Whatever, sass.
No, I'm laughing because I'm wondering how. I was just wondering if you would define this last hour as something other than silly.
Yeah, it's very true, Alex. Very true. I haven't hunted yet this show.
Let me do some hunting. Didn't we hide the rifle? Uh-oh.
Oh, Gigan.
Nope, I guess you found it.
Nope, I found it.
No.
I'm not going to shoot the owl. I'm not going to shoot the owl.
That one, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Ugh.
I got him. There we go. I'm just trying to be a hunter. I live in Minnesota. I'm trying to be more manly. I mean, I played top golf last night.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. I took karate. I had karate lessons on Monday. What? What's
why
so funny,
Lex? Why is manly being associated with hunting?
Why are you laughing?
I think you're already man enough, dude. I really do.
See?
Wow, that goat did that goat ran real fast. Wow, jeez.
Is that illegal to hunt peacocks?
Oh my god.
Wow.
I don't know. I think it is illegal to hunt peacocks.
Those are scary.
But anyway, why must you laugh? Why must you laugh at my week of manliness?
It's illegal to kill a peacock. So stay
did you
away.
Already Google that?
I did because I didn't know the answer goodness. To that one.
Well, how about this?
Yeah. Oh man, that's a
turtle having
poor
sex.
Turtle.
That turtle was
right
just
in the
trying
throes of love.
On the throes with of with the love. Sneaker too, so it was not making any contact really. No. So
yeah, I'm sorry.
Poor guy. But
anyway, back to you. To you laughing at me. Why must you laugh at my week of manliness?
I'm not laughing at you with that. Mm-hmm. I was just
are
saying
you're
already
me?
Man enough, but I'm
thank
just glad
you,
you're trying, you know, new things.
I know. Because let's do some inventory here. On Monday, I took Taekwondo classes.
Yep.
And then yesterday, I golfed.
Yeah.
So,
And
then, as I was walking to my car from the golf course or from Top Golf, I spit on the ground like guys do.
Like guys do.
And I grabbed my junk. That's what I did. Yep. I got just a firm grab of my junk and I spit. And then, I got in the car.
Some adjustments there. It's needed. I adjust, you have to swing around for so long, you know?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
So, my week of manliness. Now, my week of manliness will come to a screeching halt this evening because I'm seeing Downton Abbey. So.
Canceled.
That will be the conclusion of my week of manliness. So, you know, it lasted for, I don't know, Lex, 2 days, you know? I can only be manly for so long. And then I got to go back to my roots. I got to go back to my roots.
Yep.
But anyway, okay, Whitney Houston hologram. We talked about this when we left you at the bottom of the 6 o'clock. We left you with a cliffhanger. This is happening. We thought this was a bad joke. It is not a bad joke. The headline out of Page Six is this: Whitney Houston's hologram is going on tour. There is a simulated Whitney that's going to hit the road next year, and it's called An Evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston Hologram Tour. Now,
wow.
It's going to be mainly in Europe. It's kicking off in Mexico. And they released a picture of the hologram. Now, the link, did you see it? The link, Lex, is in the links in our sheet there. Go ahead.
See here now.
Go ahead and take a look at this.
Restart this, baby, but here we go now. Okay, and then we click here.
Dawn, did you see the hologram?
Yeah, okay, sure what do you think, Dawn?
Yeah. I think it looks a little freaky, to be honest. Doesn't really do it for me.
I actually think it looks like her.
Oh, well, sure.
Better than most holograms.
Mm.
But why? Why do we need this? Whitney has passed.
Ooh.
This is creepy.
Well, Jace, you know, there has to be some demand for this. They're selling tickets, right? I mean, for them to go on tour to all of these, well, yeah, it looks like a lot of you, yeah, like you said, European stops, but there has to be people who love this. Maybe they're just feeling like, man, I just want to dance with somebody, even if it's a hologram.
Ooh.
Or they just want to, you know, have that.
How
I guess
will
you could
I know
be, you could be
this
home no. and just turn on.
Oh, God. Here we go.
How will I know
I
when this is tacky as hell?
Maybe they just want to get out of the house and, you know, you could just turn on the her music at home. But,
you
know, to
you
be around
be the
other
queen
fans
of the night at her at your own home.
No. But to be with other fans, you know, you're just like, oh, it's the greatest love of all.
No,
oh, for
she
God's
can't be.
Sake.
She can't be every woman because she's dead.
But you'll feel like a $1 million if you're just, you know, hanging out with others. Why not?
You're making me so emotional right now, Lex.
Oh, This is bad. This is like a dad joke wrapped in a dad joke. With another dad joke.
This is why we were nominated for a Marconi. No. And Pat Houston, her sister-in-law and former manager, is okaying this.
Yeah,
that's
cha-ching.
What's shocking.
Cha-ching. I mean, maybe it's more, maybe there's something else there that just
no
is
what
there's other tracks that maybe she recorded that like no. little surprises or
no.
you know, things that you wouldn't be able to download
no.
and play at home. No. Okay.
No.
I'm just trying to see the appeal of this.
No, there is no appeal.
The only thing
getting Whitney fans together and no. the camaraderie, the you know, missing her and no.
We can have a meeting. We don't need this.
All right.
I really don't have a lot to say about this. I really just I have nothing. You know.
That's good. Huh?
God. So does that mean you're going or not going? Or
Dawn snuck that one in there.
Yeah,
Dawn snuck.
You have nothing. You got nothing.
Oh, I will always love you, Dawn. I will always love you. Yeah. God, I love that song.
I kind of want to go to this hologram tour now. Just after hearing that,
she's gonna go. Mark my words.
I think I would go to this.
Yeah.
Because I love Whitney, and I think Whitney fans are pretty cool, so it might be fun. Mm-hmm. Get your dance on, you know?
Well,
it's a nice night out.
It's not right, but I guess it's okay. I have nothing more, so I look to you, Dawn.
Yeah?
To step by step take us to commercial.
Yeah.
The Jason and Alexis Show presents the Dynasty Slap of the Day.
And I'm sure that you wouldn't even care if Blake killed Freckles the Clown.
But he didn't.
No, he didn't, because you're still alive.
This has been the Dynasty Slap of the Day.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on iTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Hey, moments ago, about 1 minute and 37 seconds ago, Celine Dion dropped her first English language tracks in 6 years. I will give y'all a preview coming up a little bit later, and I think you might like this. Just going to say. 7:18, meanwhile, Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Jace with Lex and Madam Dawn McClain. Madam Dawn McClain. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Madam Dawn McClain?
I'm doing great.
Madam. Good.
Perfect.
Sounds matronly.
Yeah, it does. Now, Lex, throughout the history of our show, we've had Angel give us yard sale season tips.
Yes.
And now this is a little bit of a surprise because you would think the fall yard sale season would be over.
Yeah.
But no, it's not.
No, he actually advocates for fall yard sales and why they're so fantastic.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is Livin' La Vida Loca, yard sale season, fall edition.
Alexis is husband, he's Livin' La Vida Angel, Livin' La Vida Angel.
Yard sale season, fall time, baby. Everybody talks always about yard sales when they start in the spring. Oh, it's the beginning of the yard sale season. It's great, but guess what? I happen to believe fall yard sales are the best. I will tell you why. Fall yard sales are called, let me make that money before Christmas so I can buy Christmas gifts. So a lot of people that were not thinking about having yard sales decides to make yard sales so they make money for Christmas. That means they were sales on their good stuff. That's good for us, guys. It's fall season. You get some stuff with some foliage and leaves and all the good stuff. So I highly recommend it. Go still look into yard sales until snows. If it doesn't snow and it's not below 10, yard sales will go on. One more quick trip. It don't matter if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This hours are yard sales going somewhere. So all you have to do is keep your eyes and your ears up, pay attention to the road, and find that yard sale deal. Sometimes you find some of them that open the day before. Those are the jewels, baby. Those are the honey holes, like we like to call it. So enjoy the rest of the season. Yard sale, babies.
All right.
Yeah. Alexis is husband. He's living la vida on hell. Living la vida on hell.
Did he say honey holes?
Honey is holes. That what, yep, that's what we call them. Those are the sweet little jewels, the secret spots.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't. I wasn't quite.
You thought that was something else?
I thought it was something else. I wasn't quite sure what that was all about, but now we know. Now we know. Oh,
he's finding some treasures, that's for sure.
Well, ladies, speaking of old school, since we're kicking it old school right now because we have a classic. We have a classic yard sale season, Livin' La Vida on Hell. Mm. This is How to Buy.
Alexis is husband. He's Livin' La Vida on Hell. Livin' La Vida on Hell.
Yard sale season, How to Buy. When you're ready to buy in a yard sale, there are many things you have to pay attention for. Quality, organization, what is in there. For instance, if you don't like any of the stuff in there, all you have to do is pick and go. Don't stay, don't get out of your car, don't pretend you like the stuff, and don't make small talk. It's not worth it. Just go. I always look for quality in the items. For instance, one of my biggest pet peeves is stains. So if it has a stain, leave it there. If you see an underwear, I will check for stains. That's very important. And lastly, when you find an item that is overpriced, remember that some people don't want to sell their stuff. Their husband or wife forced them to sell their stuff. So what you want to do is, if the husband is selling their stuff high, let's say at $20, wait for the husband to go into the house, and then when the wife comes out, say, hey, how much do you like for this item? I don't know how much it costs. And then most likely the wife is going to say, you just give me $5 and take it. Take it from $5 and go. So good luck yard selling. Hopefully I see you all there. Have fun.
Alexis is husband. He's living la vida on hell. Living la vida on hell.
Now, like most fantastic series in Hollywood, there's a trilogy. So we have Fall, we have How to Buy, and now, ladies and gentlemen, it's On Hell's Return of the Jedi. It is the finale. It is How to Sell. How to Sell.
Alexis is husband. He's living la vida on hell. Living la vida on hell.
Yeah, sale season. You know what it is? How to Sell. So selling, of course, is the most important part of the yard sale. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to sell your old swag just laying around the house that is cluttering cobwebs and stuff like that. And you want to make a little cash. So what I meant is a little cash. I mean, that's exactly what it is. You're not there to become rich. You're not there to run a business. You're there to make a little money on the stuff that you need out of your house before you donate it. So, not the place to sell your collectibles. So, if you have collectibles or antiques or anything that is very expensive, if you're going to put it in the yard sale, you better put it in yard sale price. That is the rule of yard sale, baby. Now, price your stuff. So, if I go to a yard sale and nothing has a price, I don't want to hear, well, make me an offer. Well, I don't know how much you want for it. It's your yard sale. You let me know how much it costs. So if you want $100, put $100. At least I know what I'm working with.
Right.
Again, this is not a guessing game. This is stuff that you want to sell. So don't leave items with no price tags or say, give me an offer. It doesn't work like that. So remember, selling, you can sell whatever you want. Make sure things in good condition. If it's not in good condition, throw that baby to the trash can. Because I don't want to touch the nastiness. So enjoy your yard sales. It's the beautiful weather out there. Woohoo!
Those were some oldies but goodies.
Oh, that was good. I don't want to touch your nasty stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And who does? You know what I mean? That is gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Sometimes, yeah, there's some funky stuff.
Funky. Well, that's why,
funky.
Well, that's why that's why we have the Angel out of context, and we have this one. This is my favorite one.
As well, if you see our underwear, I will check for stains. That's very important.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's very important.
Yes, it is.
You just very pass important. Those by. You don't even look at them. I'm sure he's just joking, but yeah. Yeah, so totally. You guys looking for baby stuff when you go picking?
Oh, we're not there yet. We're in the let's get organized, get things together mode.
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't done any shopping in
that
way yet.
There'll be time enough for that.
Yeah, figure there's, you know, as long as it has clothes and some diapers and, you know. Can't be that difficult in terms of stuff that you need, you know?
Yeah.
So, we're working on that. Yeah, still have to register, still have to figure out, you know, and the beauty of being a geriatric mama is that all of my friends have had children and they're done.
Right.
So they're like, here, have this, have that. And of course, you know, it's good stuff. So that's pretty cool. And got great mamas in my life, you know.
Right. And you have a lot of friends, don't you, Alexis?
Oh.
So if you know Alexis through the radio show and you're like, I got some old stuff I want to drop off to her. Think again. Let me be the voice of reason here. Thank you, but no thank you.
I've got
don't use Alexis's pregnancy as an opportunity to get rid of your old crap. That's what I'm saying. She don't want it. She don't want it.
Oh, God. Oh, that's good.
Thank you. I know you have good intentions.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, a couple housekeeping things. First of all, Dawn, will you tell folks about your Alzheimer's walk, please? Yes.
Now that I've just been a nasty person, let me ask you for
no,
help.
No, I love it, girl. It's not nasty. Yeah. Truth, girl.
Yeah. Okay, so my dad passed away a couple years ago now. He had Alzheimer's. My grandma also had it, so it's very close to my heart. And so we have the walk to end Alzheimer's. It's September 28th at Target Field. And everybody carries a different color flower to signify their connection to the disease. There are people who are going through it right now who do the walk. You know, they have their own flower. There are people that have somebody living with a disease, and then also people who have, carry a flower for those that have passed away. It's all for research for this, because much like cancer, there isn't a lot that we know. There's so much more we need to learn about it. You probably see a lot of articles, studies of things what they think about Alzheimer's. We still need funds to also not only to research it, but to support people and families who are going through this. I have people ask me all the time about what's the difference between dementia, just dementia, and Alzheimer's. The Alzheimer's Association can help you with that. So, you can go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Alzheimer's. You can either walk with us or just donate whatever you can, and that would just be great if you could do that.
Perfect. One more thing. Dawn, should we give something away?
Absolutely. Let's give away a pair of tickets to see Cameron McIntosh's spectacular new production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera at the Orpheum on Friday, November 22nd. You'll also just be able to pick those tickets up night of. So give us a call, 651-641-1071, caller 7.
Think of me.
Okay, I just let her go, Dawn. Let her sing. 651-641-1071. Lex, give me a little bit more, Lex. Give us a little bit more, girl.
Goodbye. Remember me once in a while.
Okay, that's enough. 651-641-1071. Okay, Lex. 651-641-1071. Would you rather? Coming up next. Welcome back to the show, Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. 7:35 is the time. We truly hope your commute into work or running errands is going smooth.
Turn your lights on. It's raining.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Seeing as though most of the city is under construction, it's probably hell on the road right now. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Sorry about that. I'm not kidding, though.
Not here, not our highway.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Uh-uh. No, not here, not here.
It's fun.
This is the highway to heaven.
It's fun city. Oh. I had a sip of my gingy.
Oh, gross. Is that what you're drinking right now?
She probably needs it. Settle her stomach.
Oh, does it settle? Okay,
fine. This baby sometimes, man. Some days I'm like, come on, let's get along here, kid.
Is he or she swishing around yet? Yeah. Or do you feel him, her?
Yeah, I feel little things, like fluttery things. You know, a lot of people said that you'd feel that at the bottom. So I feel that. No kicking or anything yet.
Yeah.
But lots of movement.
It's real weird.
A little shifting. Ugh. It is weird. It's like an alien up in there.
Have you had any more cases of hurricane vagina, or is it?
Lightning vagina. Lightning vagina. Yep, that's what she called it. You know what? Not recently.
No. Okay. Well, let us know if it hits you. Let us know.
Okay, I'll let you know with the groin pain. You know.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the meantime, thanks to AAA Movers.
Nice transition. AAA Movers.
Sing it, Lex.
AAA Movers.
Thanks for sponsoring this crap.
It's time to make a choice. Would you rather? Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Oh, okay. We nailed that.
Here we go.
Would you rather
constantly have the hiccups?
Ooh.
Or live out your worst nightmare once a week for the rest of your life?
Ew. Oh, hiccup time.
That's a tough one.
I don't want to visit that leprechaun in the cellar trying to bite me and tase me. And take my corn? No way.
I don't want to be dumped into a large tank of sharks.
Yeah, see?
All hiccup.
Yeah, we're going to hiccup
together. I don't
want
to date women. I'm sorry.
Sending that to Rocco right now.
Yep. Nightmares.
Oh, God. I can't handle that again. That didn't end well for me back in 91. I'm gonna live out my worst nightmare.
Yeah,
I'm still doing
so
it.
Bad.
I'm still doing it. Yeah, I can't have the hiccups. No. What are you doing, Dawn?
I'm having hiccups. I don't want to be in the ocean with sharks swarming or in a large tank with sea creatures in a dark room.
Yeah, you're doing the nightmare thing.
No, I'm doing the hiccups too. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll just get used to it.
Would you rather
ride down Niagara Falls in a wooden barrel 3 times a year?
Okay.
Or greet anyone that enters your house by licking their bare feet.
Oh, I'm riding Niagara Falls.
Oh, boy. Dawn. I'll lick feet. Oh, my God. I've said
there's
this
a Dawn
before.
Out of context, Lex. 7:39, Lex.
Okay, lick feet.
I'll lick feet. Dawn, 7:39, Lex. If you can pull that for me, please, that'd be great.
It. Okay.
I'm going to be licking the fetus, or feet as well.
Brand new fetus.
The fetus maximus. I'll be,
Oh, my God. I lived through it, right? You just take a big, it's like a joyride, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Might be kind of fun, thrilling. You know, I'd see my life flash before me, and hopefully I'd take some lessons from that and live better.
Yeah.
Would you rather have no sense of taste?
Oh.
Or never be invited to anything ever again?
No.
That's a blessing. As an introvert, I say great.
Show me solitary confinement.
Oh no. I guess I'm not tasting anything.
I'll taste food by myself.
We need people, guys. We need people. No, we need community. No. We need culture.
We need biscuits.
I'll give you some soon. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm taking never being invited to anything.
Yeah. Yes, Jason.
Yeah. Lex,
you can taste things
one?
For me, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll just tell come over uninvited good. And eat biscuits with you, Jason, okay?
Perfect.
You don't have
Perfect.
To invite me. I'll just show up.
Perfect. Couple more here. Let me see. Oh, this is sad. Lex is going to... I know Lex's reaction to this will be like, oh. Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather never be able to touch another human again? Or, see, I told you.
Yeah.
Or,
don't worry, you got your baby.
Yeah.
Or be incapable of love.
Oh, no. Aren't they? Oh, no.
Oh, I knew this would get her.
Incapable of love?
That's what I said,
That's
Sister
me.
Soldier.
Stop!
Does love of food count?
Love of anything!
Dawn.
I'd still want to love. Okay. Well, I guess I'm not touching anybody then.
I'll touch people without love.
I did it all through my 20s, so it's fine. Yeah. Dawn and I are on the same wavelength this entire game this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lex, you're never touching people again?
I guess, if those are my two options.
Oh, that's God. The name of the game, sister.
Okay, you're going to touch.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'll do one more. This one's just goofy and funny. You ready?
Yeah.
Since that one made Alexis cry. Here we go. Would you rather have skin that feels and looks like an alligator's? Or have a medium-sized booger on your face at all times for the rest of your life?
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Oh, so your skin is dry?
Well, it looks like an alligator.
But is it actually dry or is it just...
Well, you're a reptile.
You're a reptile. Oh, that's kind of cool to the touch. Yeah, I'll take some reptile skin. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, me too.
Boogies are... Oof.
No, I'll have the books.
Oh.
Okay.
No, yeah, I'm not going to look like an alligator.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. If it's, I think people would just see it as, well, that person has psoriasis, and I could live with that. I'd rather have that than some booger.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
This has been Would You Rather.
And just to put a bow on
You've got mail.
Unpaid researcher Phil Jones has found out, we talked about hiccups, the longest Guinness medical record breakers, longest attack of hiccups was a dude named Charles Osborne of Iowa. He started hiccuping in 1922 while attempting to weigh a hog before slaughtering it. He was unable to find a cure and continued hiccuping until February 1990, a total of 68 years.
Wow.
There you go. Well, it's going to teach you to try to weigh a hog. I mean...
Wow.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
I wonder how many hiccups per minute that was.
Oh,
he did it in his sleep.
So exhausting.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a long time.
But then to live 68 years with hiccups, I mean, that's hopeful.
Is it?
I mean, it's not going to kill you is what I'm saying.
Yeah. When we come back, Dawn McClain is really sick of celebrities doing blank. Mm-hmm. Find out what that is. Plus, as I promised, new music from Celine Dion when we return. Welcome back. 7:49, Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Madonna kicked off her Madam X tour last night in New York.
Mm-hmm. Smaller venues. How did it go? Reviews good?
Yeah. I think, was it Billboard? I read the Billboard write-up this morning. They said, it's obvious to this writer that the reason she's doing these smaller venues is because she can't really do the choreography that is required in arena shows.
And that's the take. One of the takeaways this writer realized that she leaves a lot of the heavy lifting now to her dancers, which surprises me because I know she's what, 60, 61, but Madonna is still in incredible shape. So I don't know if that's a fair, I mean, he was there, I wasn't, but, and he said this show is definitely, if you're going looking for Express Yourself and La Isla Bonita, you are La Isla out of luck because this show is 85% tracks off the new album that she is not doing. She did like three of her old hits. So, and I don't like that. So I love Madonna, but I have no, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I have zero desire to go see the show, if I'm being very honest. And I love Madge. I'm a Madonna, you know, kid of the 80s, but
we want some of that old school Madonna.
Sorry, I do. I do. I'm a, you know, people disagree with me, but if I'm going to a Madonna show, at least give me five songs that I know. So anyway, speaking of divas from the 90s, Celine Dion, about 50 minutes ago, dropped her first English language album in 6 years. Now, the album doesn't come out until November 15th, but there are four tracks that I think are available right now. I have to say, and I have about, I don't know, 30 seconds of each of them. I'm liking these. Like, and there's some up-tempo ones, and there are some very Celine ones that I am digging. I can't wait till we're done with the work. I'm gonna grab these tracks. Okay, so the first one that we're going to hear is called Flying on My Own, which, if she wrote this, I think it speaks to her without Renee. Take a listen. There's Flying on My Own. There's a little bit of that.
I love that. What a good
I do too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I enjoy that one. Like,
whoa. What? Oh, I can't stop moving.
Yeah. And all of these that I'm getting ready to play, My Talkers, these are all available, at least on iTunes. You can purchase them right now. So that one's called Flying on My Own. This next one's called Lying Down. She's so good. Like,
oh, what a gift.
I mean, her voice hasn't changed at all in 20 years.
Kills.
That's amazing.
So that's called Lying Down. This next one is called Courage. That's what Dan Rather used to say at the end of the CBS Evening News. And my producer, Ted, says to me in my ear right before I leave, right before I go out on the Jason show.
Gosh, that's so sweet.
It's very funny. No, but it's a joking homage to Dan Rather. Because people used to make fun of Dan Rather of how dramatic that was. He'd be like, Courage. Okay. So every day, just know that as I, right before I walk out, as the theme's going, producer Ted in my earpiece goes, Courage, Courage. Anyway, here's Celine's Courage. And by the way, Courage is the name of the whole album. That song's beautiful. That's, I remember when I was listening to this in the commercial break, that was one of them that I can't wait to buy and hear the whole thing. Again, that's called Courage. And that is also the name of the whole album. This next one, I think I really like. It's called Imperfections.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's going to do well.
I like all of them for different reasons. Mm-hmm. Yep. Lex, Lulu,
Love, yes, I'm getting them all. That she has the pop, you know, jams that, you know, you just want to dance to and get up. And then the heartfelt ballads that are just beautiful. She's an angel. Her voice is just wow.
I love her. Courage, everybody. Yeah. From Celine Dion, you can get those tracks that I just played right now. 651-641-1071. Do you want your stick read by Ye Olde Alexis? 651-641-1071. We're looking for several people. Call now. It's a beautiful day.